Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Tom Marino withdrew his nomination to become the nation's drug czar after he was accused of pushing a bill through Congress that weakened the DEA's ability to combat the opioid crisis. Keystone Crossroads contributor Matt Laszlo sat down with Marino in his Capitol Hill office and offers his side of the story.
Last month, The Washington Post and 60 Minutes ran a damaging story about Marino. It accused him of ushering a bill through Congress that tied the DEA's hands in their effort to stop distributors from flooding the black market with opioid painkillers. Marino declined to be interviewed for the initial story and has largely remained quiet until now.
It's typical a hatchet job.
Marino says the purpose of his bill is to ensure access to opioids to people who truly need them. He says he was compelled to act after speaking in 2012 with one of his constituents, a local pharmacist.
And the pharmacist brought up, this was just going into the store and talking, he brought up the fact that I can't get prescription drugs, pain pills, for my customers that are terminally ill.
The bill sailed through Congress without any opposition. Party leaders passed it by unanimous consent, which means it never even came up for a formal vote. While on Anderson Cooper's show on CNN, Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill accused Marino of carrying water for Big Pharma.
You know, there are unanimous consent bills to get through, but typically they've been vetted pretty thoroughly. So I would say this in some ways is an outlier, but pharma is a big player, Anderson. They are one of the biggest on Capitol Hill.
Marino has received around $100,000 from the pharmaceutical industry throughout his career, but he denies charges he's in their pocket.
The drug industry, the pharmaceutical companies, had nothing to do with my legislation when we put it together. It's not that I didn't talk to them on issues and other things, and pharma on issues. It's just that we talked with DOJ. They approved it. We talked to DEA. They didn't have a problem with it. Our legislative lawyers didn't have a problem with it. The White House lawyers had no problem with it. And President Obama had no problem with it.
According to the Washington Post story, whistleblowers inside the DEA say the agency fought the bill for years internally, but eventually swallowed it without public opposition. Top Democrats have since said they didn't know what they were agreeing to. Now that he's withdrawn from being considered for drug czar, Marino promises to fight for more national funding for the opioid crisis. For Keystone Crossroads, Matt Laszlo in Washington.